Good evening. Let's come to order, please, and go on the record. I'm Commissioner Brian E. Beatty. With me this evening are Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland, Jerry C. Dockham, James G. Patterson, Lyons Gray, and Daniel G. Clodfelter. The commission now calls for hearing for the purpose of taking non-expert public witness testimony, docket number W-354-356, in the matter of application by Carolina Water Service Incorporated of North Carolina for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina. On March 31st, 2017, Carolina Water Service filed an application with the commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service in all of its service areas in North Carolina. On April 26, 2017, the commission issued its order establishing the general rate case pursuant to GS-62-137 and suspending the proposed new rates for up to 270 days pursuant to GS-62-134. Participation in this docket by the Public Staff North Carolina Utilities Commission is recognized pursuant to GS-62-15D and Commission Rule R1-19E. On May 23, 2017, Carolina Light Community Association Incorporated filed a petition to intervene in this matter, which was granted by Commission Order issued June 16, 2017. On July 13, 2017, the Board of Directors of Bradfield Farms Homeowners Association, represented by William R. Collier, filed a petition to intervene in this matter. On June 2, 2017, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearings and requiring customer notice, which, among other things, scheduled the application for evidentiary hearing for September 20th, 2017, and scheduled this public witness testimony hearing for this date, at this time, and in this place. On July 21st, 2017, Carolina Water filed its notice regarding semi-annual water system and sewer system improvement surcharge application. In its filing, the company states that it does not intend to file an application for a semi-annual adjustment of the company's commission authorized WISC surcharge mechanism on August 1st, 2017, where such rider would become effective October 1st, 2017. Numerous consumer statements of position have been filed in this document. Pursuant to GS-138A-15E, I remind members of the Commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire this time whether any member has a known conflict with regard to the docket this evening. Let the record reflect that no such conflicts were identified. I now call upon the parties to announce their appearances for the record, beginning with the applicant utility.
Thank you, Commissioner Beatty. I'm Joanne Sanford, representing Carolina Water. With me here tonight at council table is Matt Klein, who's the state president of Carolina Water. We also have Bryce Mendenhall, who is the vice president for North Carolina. Tony Consul, Rex Woody, Richard Zimmerman, and Anthony Gray, and I think that's it. So we have a number of people here available to talk to our witness to answer any questions that they have. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Gina Holt with Public Staff, and on behalf of the Union Public, and with me at council table is Public Staff Engineer Gina Castleberry.
Good evening. Have you identified any witnesses, Ms. Holt?
Yes.
Are there any preliminary matters?
We'd like to make a brief opening statement, if that's brief. And I will apologize to our one witness that I think this is all directed at you, but we are very happy that you're here. The company appreciates it when customers turn out and are interested, because we want to try to explain reasons for these rate increases. We recognize that nobody likes them, thing one. And but we're here because the company has spent millions of dollars since the last rate case, and they are required to appear before this commission and to deal with the public staff to try to recover, to get regularly to recover some of those expenditures so they can continue to invest and provide high quality water and wastewater service. To get increased rates, they have to prove to a highly skilled, well-trained public staff, which is the investigative body that represents you, represents customers. There's a vigorous investigation that is well underway at this point. And then once we have made our case or as much of our case as we can to the public staff, we then have to persuade this utilities commission. Also a group of extremely qualified individuals supported by a highly trained staff. So the burden of proof with respect to getting a rate increase is a very high one, and there are a lot of people who are vigorously engaged in representing you and opposing our requests. I know that we spoke briefly about the issue of what we call system-specific rates. As I indicated, the company is moving towards a consolidated rate structure. And what I found is that if you have a big part of your system that needs replacing, it's kind of natural to like that because everybody shares in the cost. If your system's in pretty good shape for the time being, it doesn't seem like such a good idea. But it is the way that the power companies, for example, set rates on a system-wide basis. And over time, we believe produces the most efficiency and the greatest fairness. That is what we are pursuing in this case. And mainly, we want to be available to deal with any service issues and also to explain the basis for this request, because we understand totally that customers need to understand it. May not like it, even if it's understood, but it's our job to help you understand it. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce myself to you again. I'm Gina Holt. I'm the public staff. We're a separate entity and we're charged by law to represent the consumer in matters like this. We are comprised of a team, two lawyers, including myself, engineers, including this Castle Baron, accountants, and economists, who go over the rate case and audit it extensively. And at the end of the rate case, we make our recommendations to the commission. And we write testimony, which will also include any comments that our customers make during these hearings. Thank you.
All right, I understand we have at least one witness. And just for your benefit, the purpose of this hearing is to hear from the customers of Carolina Water Service regarding their perspective on the request for a rate increase by the company. According to our guidelines and the statutes that govern our hearings, witnesses must be sworn. So when you're called, I'll have to ask you to come around, sit at the witness stand, and I will ask you either to swear or affirm. We have a court reporter who is transcribing the hearing and will transcribe each word that is said, so we'll have a record of it. And then we'll consider this along with the evidence that is presented in the other public hearings, and then the evidence that is presented at the evidentiary hearing on September 20th that will be held in Raleigh. So with that said, let's hold your call to witness.
Mr. Powell Sharif?
Sharp.
Okay.
You can actually sit in the witness stand?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp, please state your name and address for the record.
Howell Sharp, 1954 Sugar Mountain Drive, Sugar Mountain, North Carolina.
Okay. And the subdivision which you...
On the rate increase.
Is what subdivision do you live in?
On Sugar Mountain, I was told.
Okay, thank you. Please proceed, yes.
Okay. I'll be brief. And there's no complaints with the water service. I mean, the water service is fine. It's pretty much been in place since the 70s when the township went bankrupt and it was bought out by a private company. The question I've had, I've never been one of these before, is it seems like every year we get a rate increase. When we first moved in about 10 years ago, we were paying about $40 for water and sewage. And now, when we use zero water, we get a $60 or $70 bill. Now, we're from Atlanta, and Atlanta's a lot more expensive. And our water and sewage rates are nowhere near that amount. And we're a top of the food chain where it comes to water. All the water comes from here and it flows down into the other areas. Like, we get most of our water in Atlanta from North Georgia and some from even North Carolina. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out why the rates are so high up here. I mean, that's, we were just coming here for a fact finding mission. Because I've never, like I said, I've never been to one of these before. So that's the, and there's no capital improvements. And they've explained that there's capital improvements at other water systems. So they spread the cost out. It's like Southern Company or Duke Power, where you have subsidiaries. I understand all that. But I still don't understand why the bills are so high here. And that's the question. I guess it's not really a question, it's just a statement. That's it.
Any questions, Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Sharp, do you have, are you a full-time resident?
Nope.
Seasonal, how many months or weeks per year?
Probably 4 to 5 months. That's what I say, a lot of our bills are zero usage. And I understand you have fixed costs involved, but I mean, if you break the bills down, our bills are more like 60-40, or even some of them have been 70-30, whereas the standard fee versus the usage fee. And I understand you have to have a standard, you have to have a set fee. It's just that it seems like it's a little high, and most people are in that situation where, at least over our sugar.
Now, are you a resident sporadically 4 to 5 months or a certain part of the year?
Now we're up here more, so maybe 3 months in the summer and in the winter for skiing.
Thank you.
Questions by commissioners? Commissioner Brownlee.
Mr. Sharp, and you say you purchased water from the get water in Atlanta. Who do you purchase that water from?
Come Forsyth County, Athens Clark County. I even called the downtown Atlanta, Fulton County, the municipality downtown, which is really expensive.
But is your provider a governmental unit?
Yeah, it's government. And I understand the difference between private and government. But it still seems a little
sign. Thank you.
Other questions? Based on commission question. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Sharp. You may sit down.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to remain after the hearing, I'm sure the public staff will be happy to talk to you and representatives from the company.
Actually, they've answered all the questions. They talked to us since this is beforehand. Thank you. Yeah, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming tonight. It appears that is all the witnesses that we have for this evening. So if there's nothing further for the commission, we are adjourned. Thank you.